Wall Street gets a blank check while Main Street picks up the tab. Politicians raise taxes and the private sector picks up the tab. Who's fighting for business and how do we turn things around? Welcome to the only live and local show dedicated to the private sector and turning our economy around. This is Brian Bushlack's Business Briefing on FM News 101 KXL.
It's 7 minutes after 4 o'clock on the Sunday before Christmas. Only 6 shopping days left. Hope you're having a great weekend out there. Now it's time to roll up the sleeves and get down to business. Welcome to the voice of the private sector. This is Business Briefing here on a Sunday afternoon, live and local from Alpha Broadcasting's downtown studios here in the heart of Portland. I'm Brian Bushlack. Lots to talk about on this show. A little bit later, we'll focus specifically on the Portland metro area real estate market with John DaCosta from Keller Williams Real Estate. A little bit later in our next hour, for those of you baby boomer business owners out there looking to exit in the next 4 to 5 years, critical information coming up at 5:20 on what you need to do to position yourself for that exit. Very important that you stay with us for that segment. Right now, though, off the top, it's time to bring in Patrick Stone from WFG National Title to talk economics, worldwide and local. And Pat, I always look forward to the segment because you've got such great insight. And I have to ask you about what's going on in the Eurozone right now. I feel like that movie Groundhog Day with Bill Murray, where it just seems to keep repeating itself over and over and over. How do you think this thing will play out? And I guess more importantly, when will we reach some kind of definitive decision on this?
Well, Brian, I think in part the problem is that the Europeans look at the issue different than we look at our financial meltdown. We being the U.S. and the government and the Fed looked at it as a financial issue and it reinvigorated the economy with liquidity to stave off, a potential disaster. Europe looks at it as a structural issue, and they're trying to use discipline and agreements to deal with what they perceive to be a structural issue. I think most people on this side of the Atlantic say, wait a minute, you're not fully understanding the impact of the markets when they lose confidence and faith, and the impact of the markets when they move money out or when they quit buying bonds. And you've seen a tremendous increase in the cost of lending to countries like Italy, and it's even impact France and Germany to an extent. So in terms of when they're going to resolve this issue, I think there's some concern that they won't. I think most intelligent people feel that they will, but this is a couple-year process in the way they're going at it. They started using a single currency without really having a monetary union, and now they're trying to backtrack and form agreements and a construct that allows them to maintain a single currency. Candidly, I don't think they're quite there in terms of the enforceability of the agreements that have been put forth. Obviously, Great Britain decided not to participate, and they have a ways to go before I think this before the markets have confidence that they've resolved the issue. But hey, I think short-term they're going to have a fairly significant drop in economic activity. A lot of people say that that their gross domestic product of the European Union will drop at least 2 points. I think that they're going to have a couple years of uncertainty, retrenchment. I don't think Italy will have a long-term problem because their debt is not that significant and their economy is significantly larger. And they have a great deal of capital in Italy. Greece is, as we've said before on this program, Greece is toast.
Yeah. I got to ask you, Pat, what are the chances they just break this up?
Well, I think that they're actually smaller than most people believe they are, because it would be problematic if they dissolved this attempt to have a monetary union and quit using the euro. The adjustment of going back to individual countries' currencies, the adjustment being recalibrating the value of those currencies to each other, the impact on the debt markets and the existing debt structure would be horrific.
Okay.
A lot of people characterize it as being disastrous. I think if it was done logically by the group in concert, it could be done. But it is a huge undertaking to try to unwind it. And I think it would be very, very disruptive to the financial market. So I believe most people hope that's not the case. I've heard probability analysis of 5% on that. I think that it would impact the world economy significantly. So let's hope that doesn't happen.
Patrick Stone is the president and CEO of Williston Financial Group and WFG National Title. He led Fidelity National Title, a Fortune 500 company. We welcome his insight here often on Business Briefing. And, you know, Pat, the so-called experts out there said the U.S. would not be impacted or very limited impact by the Eurozone blow-up. But I tend to disagree. And we look at MF Global and we see what's happened, what that's done to agribusiness in the United States. For many farmers, their money is basically tied up or completely lost right now. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, I think MF Global is more of our own regulatory issue. Again, I am perplexed that we do not seem to be able to regulate derivatives in this country. Here we are 3+ years after the financial collapse, and we still haven't implemented rules. And I'm going to make sort of a snide comment here, Brian, but I guess we know who makes the political donations in Washington.
Yeah.
You know, so we have not. I think MF is more of an internal regulatory issue, even though they were investing in European debt. The fact that it failed was more due to lack of regulatory oversight. It has impacted agribusiness here because so many farmers and other people have money at risk or lost with the MF Global issue. But getting back to your question about the impact of Europe on the U.S., there's really two ways I think it impacts the U.S. One, European banks do lend significant dollars in the U.S. I've heard numbers of around 3-4% is the total impact of European bank lending as the amount of the total dollars lent commercially in the U.S. European banks are retrenching and recapitalizing. They have in effect pulled out of the U.S. market. So we've had a drop in the availability of lending to U.S. corporations. That will impact our economy. The other side of it is the trade. And I'm sure you've heard the numbers before, Europe represents about 15% of our exports, and that's going to drop. So I've heard numbers of maybe up to 1% impact on our economy from the European situation. It will cause a contraction of about 1% of our GDP next year.
We had a good conversation earlier this past week, Pat, about CEOs and responsibility, and not to go too far into Sarbanes-Oxley. You, of course, ran a Fortune 500 company and signed off on financials and made it very clear that it's very difficult for CEOs to keep tabs on every corner of their business. But with Corzine and MF Global, it seems a little different. This is a guy, it sounds like, who, according to reports in the Wall Street Journal, took some risks. And should he be held accountable?
Well, the answer to that is yes, he should be held accountable. The simple fact that a large company doing significant business in the financial industry can say they don't know where the money went is just implausible. I mean, it makes no sense. So somebody should be held accountable here. I mean, we sent Bernie Ebers to jail forever. And maybe John Corzine should join him. I don't know. I don't have the facts, and it's probably irresponsible of me to say that, but somebody should be responsible.
Yeah, and I ask that because that's what I was thinking of when I look back to the last bubble bursting. You look at what happened with WorldCom. Obviously, there were some other issues with Tyco and Dennis Kozlowski. Enron, of course, comes to mind, and those gentlemen were summarily herded up and sent off to prison for the rest of their lives. And you see something like this, and it involves a U.S. senator, former U.S. senator, and governor of the state of New Jersey, who's gone back and forth between the private sector and the public sector and really played both sides of it. Obviously has a lot of friends on Capitol Hill and in the political world, and I think that a lot of people I talk to in the financial world, I know you do as well, are looking at this to see what the outcome is of MF Global, because it could be one of those tipping point situations. More when we come back with Patrick Stone. We'll talk more about derivatives and why they haven't been regulated. Also, the real estate market. We'll close out 2011 and look forward and see what the future holds. That is up next with Patrick Stone here on Business Briefing.